measured the speed of light.
This is sound from a new and fascinating installation at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston by the South African artist William Kentridge.
But that it takes time to travel from its site of generation to its site of reception.
It's called The Refusal of Time. It's a multimedia film installation that surrounds you with multiple screens and speakers, immersing you in a dizzying collage of drawing, design, music, spoken word, and dance, all about time. How we think about it, and how control of time was used as a tool of colonial domination. Think Greenwich Mean Time, which helped solidify British dominance over its empire. These themes inspire the imagination of William Kentridge, who hails from a white South African family that fought against apartheid. So the refusal of time is political, but it's also ambiguous, layered with different ideas and meaning, and it's very playful.
It's one of those installations that deals with so many subjects, but they're all interconnected.
This is Sebastian Smee, the Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. He met us at the ICA earlier this week for our Artery segment, when we talked to artists, critics, and curators about what's exciting them in the local art scene. Sebastian had already seen The Refusal of Time several times, but he was eager to experience it again with us.
Because I've always loved Kentridge's wonderfully sort of homespun style of stop-motion animation,
yeah.
I love the patterns and so on that emerge as he's describing ideas to do with time and astrophysics. Mm-hmm. And so you get these five screens filling up with drawn patterns that are then erased and reform again. So unlike a lot of the other imagery, it's quite abstract, but it's quite enveloping and overwhelming as well.
The sending and receiving sense, the sending and receiving sense, adjusting how much for the difference, adjusting how much we say that we are in time.
Talk about this theme, this notion of how time is somehow related to oppression and sort of linked with colonization.
Well, for this work, Kentridge collaborated with a few people, one of whom was Peter Galison, a historian of science. The idea that Galison was particularly interested in, and which Kentridge has taken up here, is that Einstein's theory of relativity came about at a time when European civilization was becoming obsessed with controlling time. Mm-hmm. They needed to get clocks synchronized in order to be able to establish longitudes, which helped make maps, and maps in turn helped, you know, the military conquest of Africa. You know, all sorts of links are there which seem very abstract, but which were very real and had huge consequences.
So domination of the world begins with dominating time or getting control of time.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
To undo, to unsay, to unsave, to unremember, to unhappen.
And ironically, it's Einstein who comes along at this very moment and makes us realize that, in fact, time can't be so easily fixed. It's not a constant. It's something that fluctuates. And so all through this installation, we have a sense of the different ways in which time can be measured. Yes, there are clocks and metronomes and this sort of almost military drumbeat, and yet things are slowing down and speeding up. We get syncopated music. We get the sound of breathing. You know, this was one way in which duration was measured, even by scientists before this age. I mean, they would feel their pulse and get the measure of a duration that way. And so the heartbeat and dance and different forms of music are all other ways of measuring time. And I love the way that Kentridge, in this playful, wonderfully entrancing way, deals with all those different ways.
Now, at the middle of the room, we should sort of emphasize again, we're looking at five screens around the perimeter of the room, but in the middle of the room is an actual physical, breathing sculpture of Kentridge's. Describe that.
Well, it's quite arresting, isn't it? And it works on a few different levels, I think. It is a machine, and so it conjures this idea of, you know, an industrial thing with pistons and so on. It also refers to this big pneumatic machine that sent out pulses of air through the streets of Paris, which was necessary when people wanted to synchronize clocks as part of this great movement of standardizing time. Mm. In order to know what the time was in another place, you needed to be able to send a signal. and that signal had to return to you. And so this machine represents part of that whole effort to control time. But it also is a reference, I believe, to an allusion in Charles Dickens's Hard Times, where he talks about a machine with its pistons like a demented elephant, sort of shaking its head up and down, which was a horrible image of industrialization and modernity.
Yeah.
So it's quite a sort of terrifying thing to have at the heart of the whole installation.
The images on the screens are double-edged and sort of joyful and terrifying too. And one of them begins with these black workers creating something in a pot and a pan while the sound of time is sort of marching forward. And then they produce dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love this. And it's part of that. I mean, Kentridge is so great in the way he'll sort of combine almost a didactic lecture with slapstick and these constant changes of pace that keep you entertained. That scene is lots of fun, and it's a reference partly to this impulse among anarchists and colonized people at the same time to sort of break the shackles of time, to resist this Western controlling device.
Yeah.
And it's Kentridge's playful way of dealing with that.
At one point, there are words on the screen that say, "Hold your breath against time."
For he who has voyaged has returned.
Against your time.
The one at home, now so aged, can only look up.
So he's pushing back, he's rebelling, he's saying, don't let this dominate you, us, them.
Exactly,
yeah.
And himself in particular. I mean,
yeah.
I think the whole idea that he's fascinated in, among the many others, is what it is to be an artist in the studio. And being an artist in the studio is a place where you procrastinate, where you get ideas, you experiment, you fail, you start again. And time, in a way, sort of stands still, and sometimes it reverses and goes forward. There's progress, there's setbacks. And you know, when you see the footage of him in his studio, that's the idea he's trying to get at there, and it relates to all the other ideas.
You mentioned at the beginning how this is the fifth time you've seen it, and you keep seeing more and more things in this exhibit. Talk a little more about that. I mean, for example, compare, you know, after you saw it for the first time, after to when you and I were just seeing it just a few minutes ago.
Well,
I mean, what keeps emerging?
Even after seeing it five times, I can hear it in my voice. I still feel sort of amped up with ideas as I'm speaking. You know, more ideas are flooding in and I can't articulate them. But that's the nature of his work, and that's what's so exciting about it. I mean, you constantly feel things triggering other things, and ideas that you hadn't even given a moment's thought the day before suddenly sort of become this string of other ideas and feelings and sensations. And I think part of what this work is about is the sense that ideas, as well as art, can have a liberating effect. I mean, he's very respectful of science and the scientific worldview, at the same time as sort of wanting to maintain the freedom that he feels as an artist.
Well, Sebastian, thank you so much. It was great to see it, and it was great to see it with you, so thank you.
Thanks very much.
That's Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. He was talking to us about The Refusal of Time, a new exhibit at the ICA by South African artist William Kentridge. It's on view through May 4th. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.